Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a headline. It's a very sad headline until you dig below the surface. Broke and abandoned. Broke and abandoned, getting the cold shoulder from Trump. That sounds very sad. The full headline is, broke and abandoned, Rudy Giuliani is getting the cold shoulder from Trump. Now, this conjures up images of Oliver Twist with an empty bowl of porridge saying, please, sir, may I have some more and all this. And there's not a lot of tears being shed for Rudy Giuliani. But it's pretty remarkable how he's fallen and how little help Trump is giving him, even though he really destroyed his life in the service of the Trump cult. Because here's the financial reality for him. And by the way, this guy was a high flyer. Guy was U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, probably the most prestigious, consequential U.S. attorney's office in the country, because under his jurisdiction are a lot of the financial institutions in the country, because they're all in the New York area. A lot of fraud cases, a lot of organized crime cases, a lot of other cases. And by all accounts, Giuliani did a good job, a very good job. Then he became mayor of New York. And a lot of people attacked him and so forth. But crime went down in New York, and he was given a lot of credit for that as mayor. That was the so-called broken windows enforcement policy, where even minor things were policed and they were set right. You know, you had homeless people and other people who were quite poor, and nothing was being done for them. And they were the so-called squeegee men. You'd pull up to an intersection in Manhattan, a guy would jump out with a dirty bucket and a dirty kind of squeegee, and he'd squeegee your windshield, which frequently made it dirtier than it was before. You'd give him $5 just to be able to get going, or he'd stand in front of the car. And that's the way it was. I remember I used to go to New York on business, fair amount, and people told you that, you know, after dark, you wouldn't walk along the side streets. Well, that changed under Giuliani, and he got some criticism, but essentially there are a lot more humane ways to handle homeless people than make them into squeegee men. And he was able to do all of that and get it done. So he had a very, very big reputation. He was a Republican. I didn't support him, but he had a big reputation. He ran for president in 2012 when Mitt Romney got the nomination. You may remember that. There was a period of time, it was a couple of weeks, where he was right at the top of the polls for the Republican nomination for president. This guy had been mayor of New York. I mean, he was flying very, very high. So how has he descended to where he is right now? Right now, I'll tell you what his legal problems are. He is facing criminal prosecution in New York, possibility of it for being an unregistered lobbyist, on charges relating to violation of that law that says that you can't operate in this country as an agent of a foreign country without registering, just letting the government know. So they know who they're talking to, and he didn't do that for Ukraine and elsewhere. He's being sued for $1.3 billion by Dominion that makes voting machines, because he said they were a crooked voting machine, that they mysteriously converted Biden votes to Trump votes through some secret backdoor portal. And really, Trump won the election. As a result of his saying that, because there's no factual basis, he was suspended from practice in New York and in Washington, D.C. And he has racked up enormous attorney's fees to defend himself and all of this stuff. He did a fundraising goal. He set a goal of $5 million, and he went out and tried to fundraise. You know how much he raised? He raised $9,798. There are lawyers in New York that charge $2,000 an hour. And the guys that are defending him in the Dominion lawsuit and in the criminal investigation charge a lot of money. Not only that, Trump won't return his calls. Trump won't give him any money. Trump will not even quietly ask any of his donors to contribute to Rudy Giuliani's defense fund. And here is the deal. Here is the deal. Trump himself, the first part of this year, how much do you think he raised for this pack of his? You know, the defense pack to overturn the crooked election. That's the deal. He goes, well, it's a crooked election. Stand with me and I'll overturn it. $102 million. That's 10% of a billion. $102 million. He has over $100 million in the old weasel sack in his bank account. $100 million. And he hasn't spent a dime on Cyber Ninja or anything, even crooked attempts to overturn the election. It was nothing but a fundraising scam so that he could use it to run again for president in 2024 and use it for his own defense fees if he himself is indicted in New York. Period. End of story. Would he throw a bone to Giuliani? You think so? Not only that, the worst part of it, to me anyway, the worst part of it is Giuliani represented him and provided legal services for several years, the past years. You read about it every day. Every day, Giuliani would speak on his behalf, went to Michigan to argue in front of the election commission that the Michigan vote should be overturned, even though Joe Biden won Michigan by over 100,000 votes. Donald Trump only won Michigan against Hillary Clinton in 2016 by 10,000 votes. And all the Republicans said, oh, that's good, that's sacred. 100,000 votes, more than 100,000? Give me a break. Giuliani did that and submitted a bill for legal services to Trump. He's a lawyer. He was a lawyer before he was suspended in New York and Washington, D.C. How much of his bill do you think Trump paid? Zero. Zip. Nada. He ripped it up. Said, I'm not giving you any money. Giuliani could sue him for fees. You know what Giuliani could do if he had a good lawyer? He's sued by Dominion. He should bring a third-party complaint against Trump and drag him into that thing and say, I simply was repeating what Donald Trump told me. If he lied to me, Dominion go after him. And then he might go, oh, wait a minute, Dominion is going after him. Trump is a defendant in that case. This is a sordid mess. And you know what occurred to me? You take a good look at this thing. Look at the guys who are going down in jail or going broke, right? Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen, Trump's lawyer, went to jail for giving money to Stormy Daniels that Trump gave him to give to Stormy Daniels. And Trump's names are on this. Cohen went to jail, Mike Cohen, and Donald Trump didn't. How about Alan Weisselberg, the CFO, chief financial officer, led away in handcuffs. That's why MAGA stands for My Accountant Got Arrested. Alan Weisselberg. And he did it simply for providing accounting services to Trump, which haven't been proven to be criminal. And part of his compensation was tuition for his kids, an apartment and a car. And that was wrong that he didn't pay income tax on that. But Trump also broke the law by doing it that way. Nothing happened to him. How about Manafort? Manafort gets led away in jail, in handcuffs, led to jail. He was Trump's campaign manager. So his campaign manager, accountant, and lawyer are in the slammer. Giuliani is facing the slammer, broke. And what does Trump do? He gives him the bird, all of them. And somehow the cult still is the cult of Trump. You know, one of the things about a great leader is you stand by the people who follow you. I don't care what no goodniks they are. This guy, Trump, has stabbed his own people. He has stabbed his own people. And he stabbed Rudy Giuliani. Going to break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.